Vice.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today, responsive reading is from the book John, first chapter. Thank you. Responsive reading today is from the book of John, first chapter, 1 through 18, in contemporary translations. And it reads as follows. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was close beside God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, He was close beside God. All things came in existence through Him. Not one thing that existed came into existence without Him. Life was in Him, and this life was the light of the human race. Congregation.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man called John who was sent from God. He came as evidence about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not himself the light, but he came to give evidence about the light.
The true light, which gives light to every human being, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to anyone who did accept him, he gave the right to become God's children. Yes, to anyone who believed in his name. Congregation.
They were not born from blood or from fleshly desire, or from the intention of a man, but from God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We gazed upon his glory, glory like that of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
John gave evidence about him, loud and clear. This is the one, he said, that I was speaking about when I told you. The one who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me. Yes, it's out of his fullness that we have all received grace, indeed on top of grace, together.
The law, you see, was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus the Messiah. Nobody has ever seen God, the only begotten God, who is intimately close to the Father. He has brought him to light.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made it possible that we can come, to your throne, Father, at any time and ask you, Father, not only for forgiveness, but fulfilling our purpose here on life. Father, we just ask you to wrap your arms around us, strengthen us, and suit us with the armor of what we need to go through in life, Father, so we can get through these trials and tribulations. And getting through these trials and tribulations, Father, that we know that we can come to you and know for sure that you will come to our rescue at any time. We love you for that, Father. And we ask these things in your Son, our King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're going to sing a song about somebody, you should at least talk about that person in that song, right? Especially when you're singing a love song about somebody.
You are holy, oh so holy. You are holy, oh so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your own. Yes. You are worthy. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. Search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one.
No one, no one, no one. In this day and in this age where every day we get to hear about this man and that man and this woman and that woman and how much faith we putting in this person and this person and this person, there is no one more holy, because holy is who God is. He doesn't try to be holy. That's just who he is. So he and he alone is only worthy of our praises and our allegiance. And you all know personally, how many of you can say you ain't never met nobody so faithful? So faithful. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It is time for announcement.
Never. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very good, class. All right, so just by way of a couple of announcements, I want to read a thank you card to you. It's a beautiful card, too. It says, thank you for your outpour of love, words of comfort, and support. Your expression of sympathy will always be remembered. And this is from the family of Kenneth Alexander, excuse me. So, you all know that he was eulogized not long ago, so this is a card from his family. So just keep them in prayer, amen?
Amen.
All right, so today we have the pleasure of getting our word from the one and only Minister Lachelle Anderson.
Amen.
Amen. So we're looking forward to that. Tomorrow, Monday, December, whatever day it is, 6 p.m., tomorrow's Monday. Is it the 10th, 11th?
11th.
Very good, class. All right. 6 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. We have our Bible class entitled Biblical Giving. All right. It's taught by Pastor O. You need the book. It's not too late to get a book. We're only going into chapter 3. So if you need the book, just go to our church website, rfcm.org, or go to Pastor O's website, pastorgmo.com, to make your purchase. Pastor has sent out the questions for the whole lesson from beginning to end, but he also sent out the questions for chapter 3 last week, and they are on the back table back there too. Thank you. So if you're participating, make sure you get your questions. Amen. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, Minister Richard Overall is with Training Day. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, we have our Bible class. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is teaching this week. Are there new books yet?
Yes.
Okay, new books. Your questions are at the end of each chapter for discussion. Again, Deaconess Kathy is teaching the lesson for this week. Every Friday at 7 p.m., Deaconess Kathy is also on Blog Talk Radio with her show, Bring Back the Family. So make sure to tune in for that. So speaking of Minister Shelley, she has her own Blog Talk Radio show entitled Street Love.
Amen.
All right. So we know that that is, she said, wait.
The Street Love begins with you.
Street Love Begins With You. Oh, see, that wasn't in my announcement. That's what I'm talking about. Street Love Begins With You. Amen. So it is on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to our church website, rfcm.org, and go to our Christian Resources tab, and you'll be able to get the number and all the information about that. Amen. On Thursday, December 21st at 12 p.m., Pastor O will be presenting the annual storytelling of the history of Christmas on Blog Talk Radio. You get you some good Christmas music, all that stuff. Pastor O tells you why it's okay to celebrate Christmas, why we celebrate Christmas, why you can put up a tree, put up decorations, and give gifts, okay? So again, December 21st at 12 noon on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in for the history of Christmas, amen? Don't forget that everything that we do, essentially, at Run for Christ Ministries, tends to be on Blog Talk Radio. Even though we're here physically in church on Sundays, it is still recorded. You can always go to our church website, rfcm.org. Everything, every service, every class, everything that we do is recorded, archived, but best of all, it's free. Amen.
Amen.
So we've got classes, services, jobs, resources, and more. Again, all for free, so make sure you use it for what you need it for and then share it with others. Amen. If you want to pay any tithes or offerings, church website, rfcm.org. Let me skip past. We are doing altar call today, correct? All right. So altar call will be happening, and there will be a prayer list up if it's not already up behind me. Again, just as a reminder that the holidays are here, and we all need to take time to stop and think about others and what they may be going through during this time of the year. Some are missing friends and loved ones. Some are lonely and alone. Some have no hope and are suffering from depression. So we need to be kind, caring, and courteous to everyone. But most of all, we need to treat everyone with grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness, which is the same way our Lord Jesus Christ deals with us. John chapter 15, verse 12 says, "To love one another as I have loved you." It's not a choice. It's essentially a commandment, okay? And so remember to treat others not how they treat you, but how you want to be treated. Amen. So birthdays this month, again, Carmen celebrated her birthday on the 8th. Reverend Joseph Stevens celebrated on the 9th. John celebrates on the 15th. And Anita celebrates on the 31st. And your devotional for today is entitled, "Is Your Soul Weary? Then Come to Jesus." He gives power to the tired and worn out and strength to the weak. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. "Come to me and I will give you rest." That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. When Jesus says, "Come to me and I will give you rest," what kind of rest is he talking about? Jesus offers a rest for your soul that's much deeper than physical rest, because he knows that the problem you need help with right now is probably not overworked muscles. When you come to Jesus in your emptiness, what you probably have is an overloaded mind, soul, and spirit. You need to rest not just from physical work, but from tension, stress, anxiety, hurry, and worry. You need the kind of rest that can't come from taking a good nap or going on vacation. Most people have a way to unwind when they're physically tired that's different from how they unwind when they're emotionally and spiritually exhausted. Maybe when you're tired, you watch a movie or spend time on your phone. Maybe you have to lie down, or maybe you need a walk outside. Maybe you choose to spend time with friends, or maybe it's better for you to be alone. Those can all be good things, but none of them can restore your soul. Only God can restore your soul. That's why when you have soul emptiness, soul depression, or soul overload, Jesus wants you to come to him. Again, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, "He gives power to the tired and worn out and strength to the weak." When you're empty inside, culture says you need to do more. You need to make more money, get more things, do more things, travel more places, go, 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 more, more, more. But that's the very reason you're empty. Jesus wants you to do the opposite. Don't go. Come to him and come just as you are. Your soul will never find rest in anything the world has to offer. That's because your soul was not created to be filled by anything in this world. You were made for God, and you only find real rest when you bring your weary soul to Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right, as you're standing to your feet, it is time for offering. Our deacons will be coming during this next song while we're singing. You'll be passing your gifts while you're singing. Isn't it nice to be able to pass your gifts while you're singing? And if you need assistance, envelopes, just notify them and they will give them to you. Y'all know what time of year it is, even though we should sing these songs all year. get your lung capacity going. You let the pneuma, the breath of God that's in you, you using it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, it is time for altar call. Almost chopped off the bottom because I had to add to the list this morning. We are praying for Mother Persia Petty, who's in the hospital this morning. Continuing prayers for the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. We hear about the political shenanigans that go back and forth, but we overlook the biggest casualty. People. Not soldiers, people that have been bombed, shocked, flooded, attacked, used as pawns, all against what God created them to be. So when we pray for the end of wars, it's not that we're trying to stop conflict. It's just we're praying that God's will be done for his people. And of course, continue to hold up Oliver and Loretta's daughter Tamika in prayer and the loss of her husband and her children. Pray for them. And our deaconess sister, my girl Nicole, aka Elitris and Vice President of Etris. We keep them before the Lord. And I keep them special because we single women in this world. Y'all, sometimes y'all don't realize how much single women are going through out in these streets. You better ask somebody. There's some crazy stuff going on out in these streets. All women that got husbands, thank God. Pray for them. Anyway, of course, our deacon is Carmen Abraham and her tribe. They're not with us today, but she's still birthday partying all weekend. That's all right. They bless him. Yep, this one either. They can't shake it, but God has got them. All right, and of course, Deacon Eric Reed is our focus as well this month. And yes, all those who have lost loved ones this year. Yes. And in the years past, holidays are tough. Empty seats are sitting there, and you feel some kind of way. But we have a God who can heal and who can comfort. And then we have people who God has charged to help and comfort him. And of course, we continue to pray for Nicole Gaston. There is, to the top of that list, I added him to a couple more lists of prayer people.
Amen.
Because we want a whole lot of people praying for him. Yeah. Our mothers, of course, Mother Cheryl is back today representing.
Amen.
You don't know how our prayers got her back because she was telling me, ask her, you know, what she's been through. And Mother Irma, of course, and Mother Marilyn was out yesterday, but you know, that's all right. She got out yesterday. And of course, our college students coming up on finals. That time of year, that they finish strong. Some of them are getting towards the end of their races in college. Their school protection years are over. And starting new programs. So pray for them. Pray for them, because a lot of kids, this is when they have meltdowns because of the stress. But God is able. So I'm praying out loud, this is not a solo exercise. As we talked this morning, we all get to go because of Jesus. And when we do go, we know that the one who is listening is also got somebody who is taking our prayers and cleaning them up so that they can be answered by the one who will answer all of them according to his will. Let us pray. Father, this morning we just come quickly and urgently to your throne because we can. Like children bursting into their parents' room and not fearing repercussions, but knowing that the people on the other side of that door hears, loves, and wants to know. You want to know what's on our hearts and minds, even though we know you know everything that is on our hearts and minds. But you want to hear from us as an act of faith that we believe that you can do something about it. So we're coming this morning, thanking you for the privilege of prayer, thanking you for the opportunity to be able to come to you at all times and come to you together as this family that you placed us in. And knowing that, again, that you are the Father who loves us with a love that will never let us go. We thank you this morning for Jesus. As we learn and focus more and more on him in a world that has gone crazy, where it's saying stuff like, well, he's really not the only way. And is it really all about Jesus? And his ways were passive and didn't work because they don't really know who he is and what he's done. That through what looked like failure was total victory. What looked like death was the doorway to life. And that what looked like disappearance was actually ascension to the most powerful place imaginable. We thank you for Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient, not for his sake, but for ours. And we praise you, Holy Spirit, because without you, we can't understand any of this. We can't even understand that we needed a Savior without you. And without you, we can't even talk to you about anything, because we need your help to get lined up with the will of what you're doing in the earth. So we praise you and thank you, God, for being just that. This morning, Lord, we do bring Mother Persia to you. You know how precious she is. We know if she could be here, she'd be here. So we're asking you to minister to her through those who are ministering to her at the hospital. We pray your comfort on her family and the keeping. And Lord, just resolve the issue and let her come home quickly. We thank you for Mother Cheryl being here this morning and how you kept her, how you sent her angels and gave them charge over her so that a worse thing wouldn't happen. We pray for her, especially during this season, Father, as we know her and the other mothers need comfort. So we pray your comfort on them and all those who have lost loved ones this year. For Tamika, Lord, we pray for her and her children as they endure and go through this dark time. That it be lit up with the love of Christ. We thank you for her family, knowing that they'll be there to support her. And we pray for her brother as well, Father, who is going through the same things. Lord, we lift up the college students that have submitted themselves to the next level of education, Lord, and the world is convinced that education is not important. But if they don't learn to think, they won't ever think about you. So we pray, Lord, that you open their ears to hear what they need to hear and shut out what they don't. Focus them on getting involved in how they can help in the repair of the world, because that's what they're called to do. They're not called to go up, grow up, and make money. They're called to grow up and fulfill the purpose that you sent them to the earth to fulfill, no matter what level, whether they need to go to college, trade school, junior college, or right into the workforce, Lord. Help them to understand that while they're there, they are not representing themselves and working for themselves, but they are fulfilling what you created them to do. And Lord, we thank you as we pray and we add and we remember each person that we're focused on this month, that you add to them. You do whatever it is you have appointed for them to have done, and that they walk in your ways and that they grow in knowledge and grace in you. Lord, again, we just thank you for the privilege. We don't deserve it. We haven't done anything to earn it. Most of the time, we don't even appreciate it. But you never close the door. You rent the veil to tell us that access is always granted. So, Lord, we thank you that we can come to you and help us to not neglect the privilege, especially in these days, Lord, where we read about everybody's depressed. Men are depressed. Children are depressed. Elderly are depressed. But depression is a sign of a lack of foundation. Because if we are founded and grounded in Jesus Christ, we are appointed to the rock that cannot be moved. You won't bend or you won't break under what is bothering us. Help us each and every one to come to you all times, always, and know that we are welcome. And we'll be careful to praise you, give you glory and honor as you speak to us through your servant today. Give us ears to hear, hearts to process, and a body and mind to act on what you say to your servants. Because to hear and to process is nothing until we take action. Lord, you have already filled her up, emptied her out according to your will and your way. And again, we're there and we will hear and praise you, but we'll most of all honor you by how we respond. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
guess I better get my head together and introduce our speaker. It's not an introduction, but we should welcome her properly. Our sister, our friend, family. Let's give a Warner for Christ Ministries Sunday morning greeting to our non-pastor speaking today, but our sister, Lachelle Anderson. Amen.
Good morning, Runners for Christ. How are y'all doing today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Is this close enough? Can y'all hear me okay? You know, I'm short, so praise God. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. God is so good. Those songs, you know, I love when you come to church and you get a song and it stay with you. I don't know which song is going to stay with me more. If it's the Holy, the You're So Worthy. I mean, man, you started with that one, and then the next one was about the light. I'm like, man, and then this one, glory to God. So I don't know about y'all, but I just love that. That's part of coming to church, right?
Yes.
So we can come, hear a good word, and get a song that stays with us through the day. Because as soon as we leave, we're going to be attacked, right?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But we're armed and ready at the right church, amen?
Amen.
So first, I want to give honor to Pastor Overall. And I know his wife is not here, but I want to thank you for allowing me to come here and minister to your flock. I know that this is not something that's light. I do not consider it something light. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be here. So thank you so much for allowing that. Also, I want to acknowledge Martha Lane because she allows us to come to this church as well. So I'm going to say hey to her as well. Glory to God. I grew up here, so when I feel like I'm home every time I'm here. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's more emotional for me because around the Christmas time, it was around this time when I was about 16 years old, there was somebody in my life that I needed to get out of my life, and I went, and my mom was working here, and I said, I want to come to church with you. And she's like, okay. So she was around cleaning the church. And I went and I laid behind there and I just got before the Lord and just prayed and prayed and cried and cried and prayed. So when I come here, it's just real, you know, it's like I'm home all the time. So thank you all for allowing me to be here. Praise the Lord. Now, do we have anybody who has not attended a Runner for Christ church? And this is your first time here. You don't have to stand up. Just raise your hand. Glory to God. Welcome. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for coming. Glory to God. If you're looking for a church, you know this is the one. I really encourage you to come back to the services. And as you heard the sister telling you about through the announcements, the different services that they have throughout the week to assist you in your walk in this life. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up. We give you praise and glory. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you open up the hearts and minds of each person here, Father God, to receive the word you have for them. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say,
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know I say that a lot, and I didn't even realize I said it so much until I heard myself preach one time. I'm like, man. And the thing is, where I attend church at Word of Faith, he taught us, you know, that whether you're going through something good or going through something bad, you praise him. And so instead of, you know, you hit yourself or something bad happens, instead of you saying the negative, you say praise the Lord, and you're not going to follow that up with nothing bad, right? So praise God. That's where that came from. So as you all can see, I got my Christmas decor on. So the Lord put it on my heart to bring a Christmas message. I tried not to. I really did. Because, you know, when he asked me to preach, I preach every Monday. So I always have other messages. But glory to God. So I got a new message just for you. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So every Christmas, what do we hear? We hear Jesus is the reason for the season. We hear it's the most wonderful time of the year, right? We hear that. We hear it's a time for miracles. And we hear Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, right? We're always hearing that. So that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about why we say those things. You know, we all go to church, but we're going to find out why we're saying those things. And I'm going to address 3 points: in loving memory of Christmas, in giving memory of Christmas, and in living memory of Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
But the title of today's message is In Memory of Christmas. We all have those memories, and some of them are good, some of them are not so good. As I told you, I was raised here, so one of my greatest memories is Christmas Eve service. It would be a midnight service, so we would always get here about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I was a kid, so we'd always take a nap, and then we'd show up at church, and you all don't know this, but they would have little miniature candles in the border of the grass all around the church. So it was almost like, hallelujah. I mean, it was just the most beautiful thing you ever saw to me as a kid coming here. And then all my family members would come home, so the church was always filled. And then all the family members of those who had left, you know, for, you know, like going off to college, or those who were coming back to see their parents, they would come back and they would join the choir. So it was just the most phenomenal time. And then, of course, we were kids, so we got Christmas gifts from the people at church, the people at home, the people on the block. I mean, Christmas was just the greatest, right? Glory to God. So my memories of Christmas were wonderful. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know about Goodfellas because I got so many gifts. I thought, well, why are they not giving us gifts? Because, you know, that's how much I thought Christmas was just for us, because as far as I knew. And then I thought, all older people were grandma and granddad. Every older person I saw, because they were all here. And I remember Mr. Alexander and I can't remember her name, of course. But anyway, I saw her in the bathroom and she said to me, I said, something, something, grandma. And she said, baby, I'm not your grandma. And I remember looking at her like, you know, I mean, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just did not have a clue. Amen. But that's the way it was growing up here. I just thought everybody was my family. Everybody was my friend. And so when I would leave church and the kids and stuff at school would be mean, I would think, what's wrong with these people? And so I always wanted to be at church. So one of the Christmas memories you can do, the best thing you can do, is to bring your kids to church. They need to be around people who they can grow up and learn, and who will uplift them when they're going through. Because sometimes as parents, we look at our kids and we see them and, you know, that's just them. But other people will see, you know, your kid's going through something. They'll see something. They'll walk up to them and say something that you don't even know about and will be a blessing to them. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So let's get into our message. So the first one is in loving memory of Christmas. This is when we honor his birth. Glory to God. Christmas is a day we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen. Now, we've all attended a funeral, a birthday, some type of wedding where the entire theme is to admonish or acknowledge the person you're coming to see. Amen. You may do that through the obituary, the flowers, the invite, all of them, the remarks, everything. Everything is made to do in loving memory of that person. And that's what we're doing with Christmas. Every time we have Christmas, we're coming together to be in loving memory of who?
Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So the goal is to let everyone know that this person meant something to you.
Yes.
What he's done for you. And those songs said it too. He's so worthy. Mm-hmm. He's so faithful. He's been that to us. So in loving memory, we have to go and share that with other people. Because nobody will want to know Jesus if they don't see it on us. If we go to work and we're mean, or we go to the Walgreens, you know, Walmart, wherever, and we're not being good or being a good representative of him, they're never going to want to know Jesus. Glory to God. So his birth represents that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. And this is our time to honor him. So I want you all to be thinking of ways that you can honor him with your life, with your giving this Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
So let's read of someone or persons who honored the loving memory of his birth. We're going to the book of Luke. Chapter 2. And I forgot to tell you all, after each point, we're going to do a Christmas carol. Amen? It's going to be like just a one verse, but hopefully you know the song, praise the Lord. So we're going to the book of Luke, chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 8 through 18. And there were in the same country shepherds. Who was there?
Shepherds.
All right. Abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Glory to God. So the angels appeared to the shepherds, and they immediately went to go give honor. Amen. So I want you all to be thinking of ways you can honor his birth for the holiday season. Amen. How we can do this. I wrote down a few things, and if you can think of a few things, yell it out. We're family, right? Glory to God. So this season, how you can let others know his birth meant something to you. How his birth impacted your life. And some of you, again, you may have had not a good holiday in the past. But hopefully now that Jesus is in your life, you can go and share that. Amen?
Amen.
So one of the ways you can do that, how you can incorporate it is, and I hear people do this all the time, but they bake a cake for Jesus, and they sing happy birthday. And I thought, yeah, you're baking anyway. Glory to God. Of course, invite somebody to church. Did you all know that if you work with people and people who don't go to church, they'll say, well, I never went to church because nobody invited me.
Oh.
How is that? How is it that you've been going to church and you never invited anybody? And a lot of times they don't want to come to church because of you. They're like, I ain't going to your church. I met some people. I was like, oh, no, what church you go to? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going there because you're not learning nothing there. You know, that's what you're thinking, right? Praise God. So, one thing that I do a Christmas brunch on Christmas Day. And one of the things I do is I give the person, one of the men, the Bible and have him read the birth of Jesus. And that's one of the traditions I do. You can do yours. Anybody got some ideas of how you can honor Jesus for the holiday? Don't everybody jump at once. Okay, glory to God, glory to God. So invite someone to church, read his story, share it. I even saw that one of the things they said was to shop for a needy child. You know, there's organizations called Angel Tree. Mm-hmm. That's a good organization. What they do is there's a person who's in prison, and what they do is they put their kid on a list through the Angel Tree program, and then you go buy gifts for their kids, sort of for them. Isn't that nice? I like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All righty, let's do our first song. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So we're just going to do the first verse. All right, she already. All right, hallelujah. We're just going to do the first verse, and I'll just do the fingers, okay? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hallelujah. So the angels came, they did what they were supposed to do, amen. And they spoke to the shepherds, and the shepherds went to honor the babe. And when we honor his birth, it opens the door for all to be in giving memory of Christmas. And I refer to this as a season of agreement to give. Because if you think about it, at work, they're doing Secret Santa. At church, you're going to be giving something. I know you are. You're going to be giving something to each other. Maybe it's just a Christmas stocking or something like that, or candy or some chocolates or a basket of fruit, but you're going to be giving something. I propose that this season is the most wonderful time of the year. It's because the whole world is in agreement during this time to give. Yes. They're in agreement. I mean, even people who don't believe give. And that always amazes me. And they'll say just the craziest things. I have family members who are Muslims, and they give. They don't believe in Jesus, but they believe in giving. They're in agreement. And during this time, miracles can happen. Everything good can happen because everybody's in agreement giving God's way, even though they don't realize it, because that's a law that's been put into the earth. And who gave us the first gift? God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave first, and we've been doing it ever since. Yes. We've been doing it ever since. Glory to God. We have been giving, and glory to God. He wants us to give, but he wants us to give in a way that's intentional, but give it God's way. So I'm proposing to you all this year to try to give something that represents Jesus. It's somehow, even if you give them a gift card, maybe you give them something else. And I say that, I used to be a Sunday school teacher, and one time I had these stockings made up, and I had all their names put on there, and I went and just got some little tracks and little things like that. Well, I ran into one of the kids years later, and at a store, I didn't even recognize him. He had these long, what do they call them, dreads. I didn't recognize him. He had, mustache and everything. I was like, whoa, what is going on? And he was like, you remember me? I was like, no. I said, but I remember your face. And he was like, I remember your face. I said, you were in my Sunday school class. He said, yeah, I was. He said, you remember what you gave me? And I said, no. And he remembered that. He said, I still have it. He said he had never had a Christmas stocking before. And he said, you put in there a track, and he didn't call it a track though. He said, you put in there some biblical stuff. And I said, yeah, I tried to go to the store and just buy stuff, but he's still holding on to that. And I didn't realize it then, but it matters, because you don't know what's going to happen to that person down the line. So when you give them something, just try to put a little Jesus in there.
Yes.
Keep it simple. It doesn't have to be, something, grand or big, but just a little something. This is a Christmas gift my aunt gave me. I wear it every Christmas, and it has biblical things on it, little sayings on it. One of them says, "Silent night, O holy night." This one says, glory to God, "On earth, goodwill toward men." But what I'm getting at is this is something really simple. And when I asked her, could I give her the money to get me some more, she said, "Well, I don't know where I got that thing from," you know. And every Christmas, people walk up to me and ask me, "Where did I get it? I would love, and if I could, I'd put some lights on it," you know, because that's just how much I like it. But I'm always wearing this every Christmas because I love it. But it was a simple gift that she bought probably at the dollar store in New York, but I love it. And that's all you have to do is just buy something simple and be a blessing to someone, and it can have a great memory. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. A great memory. One of the things I would do with my kids is try to give them something a little that was a gift. And sometimes I would even write a little book. And I found one recently. I didn't bring it. But it was a little book on the gifts of Jesus. And it was just something I typed up, put some little pictures in there, but I gave them that, and I put that in their stocking. Just something little. That's all it takes is for you to give them something that represents Jesus. And what I would do with my nephews and stuff, I would give them a gift card, and I would give them something biblical. So, of course, who knows what they did with it, but I did what I was supposed to do. I'm the aunt, right? Praise God. So let's go to our story. Other ways that we can give, I apologize. How do we give God's way for Christmas? We can give our time. Nursing homes, a lot of them don't have people who visit them. And you may have to just show that you had your COVID test or something like that. But just going and just speaking to them, come and visit them, sing them some Christmas carols, they love it. I'm telling you, you just don't even know what that would mean to people. Keeping it simple, we talked about that. And keeping it about Jesus. Another thing is giving away Bibles. You know, we give them away at the street ministry every month, but you'd be amazed at the amount of people who do not have a Bible. When people get their houses thrown out or being evicted and stuff, there are always huge Bibles left over because they don't even see the value in it. That amazes me. In this day and age, people don't recognize that. But it's important, and it's something simple and not that expensive to give. As a matter of fact, when the Christian store used to be over in Eureka, I would buy 3 every year and go and have them engraved with different family members' names. Because it was like $10. You could go there, get a Bible, and get it engraved with somebody's name, and I would give those as gifts every year. Just 3 every year. Little things. Now the Christian stores are way out somewhere. Praise God. That's a good thing, though. We still have a few. Glory to God. So let's go to our Bible story and find someone who was in giving memory of Jesus' birth. We're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 2. I'm going to read 1 through 2 and then 7 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Who came?
Wise men.
All right. Saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him again." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So now he's a child, right? He's not a babe in the manger. He's a child. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we read of the wise men showing up, and now he's no longer a babe in the manger. He's a child now, right? And why is it the most wonderful time of the year? Because it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. So what are some creative gift-giving ideas? Come on now. I know y'all got some ideas now because you're thinking about it, right? Christmas is coming in a couple of weeks. You're thinking of some ideas. One of the things I used to do is I would go to the dollar store and get frames, and then I would do personalized prayer letters. So I would and just put their names in the prayer. Type it up, put it on a nice Christmas letter, and put it in that envelope, wrap it up. Nice gift. So those are some things you can do. Amen. Those are different things you can do. Glory to God. The wise men came with the best gift. So let's talk about those three gifts that they gave. The gifts that they gave were that of one you would give to a king. So they were saying, hey, we three kings have come to give him some gifts because we consider him the king. So when they gave him the gold, that's considered rare and different to accumulate, and it doesn't rust or corrode. And we know it's still worthy right now, right?
Yes.
Gold is still it.
Mm-hmm.
Frankincense. This was used as smoke to fill the Holy of Holies. And it was proclaiming that he was a high priest. So when they came, they were saying, not only is he a king, but he's our high priest. Glory to God. And myrrh, if I'm saying that right, hopefully, was an embalming oil. This symbolized that Christ's mortality as a man. It represented his suffering and death. Amen? Glory to God. I think that's amazing that they had heard about what Jesus would represent, and they knew what gifts to bring. I just think that's just amazing. Glory to God. So we need to, this Christmas season, in memory, think about how we're going to give gifts that can represent Jesus. Gifts that are simple, that are, but still represent him. Amen? You can do things, if you're a person who sews, you can go and get like a Christmas scarf and then get those little emblems, you know, that say Jesus on it, or he's the reason, something like that. Or it could be something they could wear throughout the year where it just has a cross on it. Something simple. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. I hope you're coming up with some ideas. All right, let's go to our next song. Hallelujah. We're going to do Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in bloom, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. I was going to do it. I was going to do it, but I couldn't get it all printed for you. I was going to do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if I can't do it, I am going to stop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you give in giving memory, it releases in living memory of Christmas. Glory to God. And this is how we share him with our lives. Amen. We got to share him. People need to know this isn't just about Santa Claus. This isn't about Christmas. This isn't about coming with the family and getting drunk because it's the holiday. It's okay to do it. And I'm not saying that to offend anybody, but it's important that we realize we're being watched. I keep telling y'all that we're being watched.
Amen.
When you say, I accept Jesus, and you tell people you're going to church, they're watching. They're like, I'm not going to go to your church, or they will. Praise the Lord. Because. All right. So if you all were to come to my house, in the corner of my house, I have a globe. And underneath the globe is a nativity scene. And I keep it up 365 days of the year.
Wow.
And every once in a while, Somebody will say, it's not Christmas. Why do you have that nativity scene underneath that? I said, well, I'm glad you asked. Why? This is my living witness. Amen. So I say to them, well, that globe represents the world. And the nativity scene represents that Jesus was born to go to the
world.
Amen. I just got a chance to witness. That's what we need to be doing. I have a friend, I have lots of friends, who when you come into their house, they have a scripture in every room. In the bathroom, they'll have a sign. In the laundry room, they have a sign. Every room has a scripture. Why? They're saying, when you come into this house, as for me and my home,
yes,
we're serving the Lord. You just came into a Christian home.
Amen.
They're letting you know. Amen?
Amen?
Okay. So we're thinking of ways right now of how to be in living memory of Christmas all the time. Glory to God, because He matters. When your life is in memory of Christmas, it's in your conversation, it's in your relationships, and it's how you spend your time. You all know, I told you, we do the street ministry. Street love begins with, right? It begins with us. So when I'm not here, hopefully I'm living right too. Glory to God, everywhere I go. I'm trying to be. It's not always there. I've not cursed anybody out yet, though. Praise God. I haven't. I walk away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One time I was at the store. It was the holidays. And it was like around, I don't know what holiday it was, but I was on the phone with my daughter and my daughter-in-law. And I ran into a kid who tripped me when I was running. And I was beating his brother. I was running. And we was on Frazier. And we was running. And we was running. I was just about to get to the line. And his brother put his foot out. And bam. And I had a big bruise under my eye from my school pictures, which, of course, we took the next day. But I remembered him. And I'm walking through the store. And I stopped. And I looked. And I asked him, I said, y'all not going to believe this. And I took a picture of him. And I'm sitting there talking. And they said, oh, you got to go say something. I said, what am I going to say? He with his big wife. who knows how that would have happened? What am I going to say? You remember me? And I think he probably would remember me because I got this third eye thing going on. Because people remember me because of that, right? When I was a kid, kids always say, what is that? So I'm sure he probably would have remembered me. But he looked at me, and I looked at him, but we didn't say nothing. I didn't, praise the Lord, because I'm walking in love, right? I'm a living memory of Christ everywhere I go. And I deleted the picture. I didn't keep it. But I had to share that because I just thought it was funny, that I remembered. Praise God. So everywhere we go, we've got to be in living memory. We start traditions in our homes. And, some of them don't always represent Jesus. So I want you all to start thinking about how can we represent Jesus. And it doesn't have to be you actually saying Jesus. One of the things I used to do that my kids, didn't like on Christmas Day is they couldn't open up their gifts. They could open up one gift, and then we'd go do volunteer work. We would go to Focus Hope, or we'd go to Meals on Wheels, didn't we? And they would be in there like this, Yeah. But I did that because I wanted them to realize, it's not just about us. It's not, there's somebody else who's worse off than us. And the thing is, I was living in what they referred to at the time, the Taylor Projects. But there were still people worse off than me, than us. You can always give and do something where you're at. There are people on your block who are going through some stuff. I got some neighbors. I like to give to the two boys that live next door to me. They're autistic, but they're the sweetest boys ever. And then I got a couple of families that I go and I drop a little thing off where we're not really close, and we always have to reintroduce ourselves. We wave at each other all the time, but we always say, what's your name again? What's your name again? And then when the snow comes, they really remember me because I have a snow blower. And I say, if you gas it up, go ahead. And I see the guy, he'll take it. He'll be all the way down the street. I'll be like, oh, my God, But he'll bring it back. And I just, praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm not going to be able to finish the story. So I'm going to tell you the story of someone who is in living memory of Christmas. And this is the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth. So Zacharias and Elizabeth, they lived right before God. I'm going to share what the word says. I love this. It says that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And then jump down to 13. And the angel said to Zacharias, "For thy prayers heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." So the situation is, they're old, and the angel has appeared before them, telling them that they're going to have a son, and then he shuts up Zacharias' mouth, right? But this is what the angel says to him, "And he shall, John shall go before the Lord, him in the spirit and power of Isaiah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." I love that. I don't know, that just leaped off the pages to me. Because their lives, Zacharias and Elizabeth, prepared a way for John, which created a miracle for them. Amen? John prepared a way for Jesus, and we are to live in memory of Christmas as well, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord who's going to what? Return. That's how we live in memory of Christmas, to be prepared, or should I say, make ready a people prepared for the Lord returning. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. In conclusion, in loving memory, we honor his birth. In giving memory, we intentionally give God's way of giving. In living memory, we live to make ready a people prepared for the Lord's returning. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. I love you all. Thank you so much for your time. But we need to close out in prayer. And I'd like to also have you all bow your heads and close your eyes at this time. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is what you need to do to receive Jesus for the first time as your Lord and Savior. If there's anybody in here who would like to receive Jesus, please raise your hand. The second invitation is for those who would like to rededicate their life to Christ. This means you received Jesus at some point in your life, and now you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness." Is there anybody who would like to rededicate their life to Christ? Just raise your hand, please. All minds clear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we just want to praise God for his word, for our time together. We didn't get to sing our last song. It was, "Oh, Come, Let Us Adore Him." We can do it. Praise the Lord. So just together, let's go ahead and stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come all ye faithful. Because when we live before him, living right, trying to live holy and live righteousness. In the book of Isaiah, should I say, when Zacharias spoke to the people, he actually prophesied this one thing in verse 75. He says that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. So that's what we should be doing all the days of our lives. And when we do that, we can be faithful to him and he'll be faithful to us, right?
Amen. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King.
Softly.
Oh, come let us adore.
A little bit.
Oh, come let us adore.
Oh, come let us adore.
Amen. We thank God for that word we got and those great ideas so how we can move forward in Christmas. Now, I'm sister, I don't know how you made it without opening one gift.
It was know. A struggle.
Right.
Early, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and
Lord.
We can't eat, we can't, you know,
yeah.
But it blessed us.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
we
go.
We get a lot of meals on wheels around
God
here.
Bless you.
McDonald House,
okay.
Focus Hope. I mean, just
volunteering. All right. Well, most of you know, but those who don't, whenever Pastor O doesn't preach, we take up a love offering. But that's because the word says, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14, that God commanded that those who preach the word earn their living from the word. And here at Running for Christ, we are a church of teaching, learning, and doing. So right this time, we're going to take up a love offering for our preacher today.
Oh, while he is deacon's passing the basket, again we thank you, our sister. She's getting ready to dip out for a second. We're gonna have to stall anyway because we gotta let her come back up and give the benediction. In the meantime, keep sister Sheila in prayer. You see, she's not here today, so we're gonna pray for her as well. And by virtue of, I'm sure, her and all, we have some housekeeping rules. Before you leave, check around you. I have a motto: leave it like you found it. So if there was no paper on the seat when you sat down, there's paper on the seat when you're getting up. Pick it up, because it wasn't there when you got there. And we all need to be responsible for taking care of the house and reducing. We thanking Deacon Tate and Carter for coming over and doing some cleaning yesterday and helping out. And keep our kids in prayer. They will be leading out in ministry on this Christmas Eve. That's Sunday. So 2 weeks from today, they'll be doing most of the leading. So we're praying for them. Also, on the back table, if you have not noticed, I did eyeball one thing I think we need on the back table. There is baby food. I know some of y'all say, I don't have no babies. Baby foods, some applesauce, some Cheerios. In other words, go to that back table. If you need it, take it. If you don't need it, don't take it if you don't need it. If you know somebody who needs it, take it. And there's some things back there. Don't forget our Bible classes, prayer lists, all of our visitors and guests. We thank you. We welcome you. We hope that you know that Jesus, this is his house. And if we are his house when we're in his house, so we hope that you know he was here today. Okay. Junior praise team is in place. Everybody else is standing to your feet. As soon as I got to go to the five. Songs. Sometimes I'm a little slow on this thing. Here we go. If Christ is in you, then he owns you. And since he owns you, don't talk about your boss more than you talk about the one who owns you. Declare his name by the way you work and live.
If you love him, lift your hands in praise. If you love him,
holy name. Father, we just thank you for the word we received today. We pray they not be hearers only, but doers. Go into the world, show them what you have learned today, and be a representative of him in Jesus' name.
I got it.